Hey, this is Taylor.
This is Jake.
And this is Dan.
And this is Unicorn Finders, where we are on the search to illuminate the elusive unicorn factor in everyday people, businesses, and relationships. Hope you enjoy. All righty. What's going on, everybody? Good morning. Happy Thursday. It is 27 degrees when I woke up this morning in Nashville. Ooh. Dan, what's the weather like in Tampa?
It is currently 66 with a high of 76 today.
That's
a balmy
different.
66. Nice. I would say it's probably closer to 72, 73.
That is extremely different than what I'm experiencing.
But, jacket weather.
Yeah, exactly. So for those of you tuning in, welcome. What Unicorn Finders is, if you watch us now or in the future on the internet, Dan, Jake, and I are just good friends. We're good friends out of work. When COVID hit in March of 2020, we were like, we need an excuse to hang out. So we created this thing. And so after we're almost three years going about this and what we do and what we want to do is highlight companies that are getting started, that are doing, quite frankly, cool shit in the industry that most people haven't heard of yet. So that's kind of our goal. And so I want to kick it off now to Daniel. Daniel, if you want to give a quick background about yourself and then the quick origin story of your company, and then we'll dive in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I absolutely love that you've picked out the good tagline for us, right? Talking about where your pharmacist leaves off. I think maybe the most important thing to talk about first is to understand why I'm in this one, how I formed my opinions, my views, why I can talk so intelligently about this. And it's because now for over a decade, I've lived this life as a caregiver, somebody who's managed a complex medication regimen. I do that for my adult stepson. Phil is 32 now, but when Phil was 9, he had a close traumatic brain injury. Phil was at a friend's house playing. He fell off the bed, hit the back of his head on a windowsill. Pretty much every parent's worst nightmare. You know, your kid's fine one day, and then you spend the next 3 days inside of a hospital trying to figure out what's going on. So what happened is Phil's close traumatic brain injury left him with a really serious seizure disorder. That seizure disorder has to be treated with medication. He's taking about 20 pills a day. He has taken medication every day, multiple times a day since he was 9. He cannot miss a dose. If Phil does not take his medications like he's supposed to, he will go back into a constant seizure state. And then, I mean, not to paint too bleak of a picture of it, but he will die if he stays in that state too long. So our risk is really high. We've got, you know, it's the holidays, this time of year, Thanksgiving. You know, first thing we've got to think about on Thanksgiving is, has Phil got his medications? Did he take them on time? Christmas morning, you know, first thing we do is make sure Phil is taking his medications. There's no vacation from this one. There's no time off. As a matter of fact, this time of year makes it a little harder to manage all of this because pharmacists are closed, you know, around Thanksgiving, and they should be. I mean, they need time off with their family as well. But, you know, now we need to do extra prep for this. To make it worse, even Phil, you know, has to take his medications on time, but he can't take his medication more than what he's supposed to. What he's taking is so close to being toxic that we all will end up in an ER trip if Phil takes his medications twice instead of just once. So we've got to make sure he never misses it. Also has to make sure he never does it more than what he's supposed to. It's a thin line that we must walk.
And I appreciate you sharing that story. I mean, it's incredibly powerful. And that's, you know, obviously when I met you down at Little Rock Tech Fest in Arkansas, I was like, you know, we got to get Daniel on the show. Daniel, talk about the software and kind of what you all trying to specifically solve, because obviously connected tagline, picking up where pharmacist leaves off. I mean, I'm kind of curious on what the solution that you have in mind right now, and then we'll dive into some questions.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of ways that we can talk about this. I think the easiest way to say is that what we've really done here is we've taken a system that is tried and true and moved it into the real world. So hospitals, if you think about being in a hospital, hospitals have near 100% medication adherence. They manage this system, or they manage that by having a system where they empower a staff, nurses, with technology to make sure. So, you know, you think about a patient, patient Smith, he's taking medication twice a day. The nurses have technology back here telling them, okay, you know, it's, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, here's the list of medications that you need to take. Or there's even somebody else who dispenses those medications and brings them out to the room and the nurse takes them in. Once that happens, there's a you know, the nurse will register this inside of a log so that system knows the medication's been taken. It's a beautiful system. Now, when we bringing this out to the real world, you can imagine it, you know, you can't surround somebody by a group of people all the time. It's not feasible, but we all have friends and family. And this is exactly what the Apothewell system leans hard on, is we connect users, caregivers around a person taking medication. So that, you know, and it's this classic one, if it takes a village to raise a child, well, you know what, it takes a family to make sure dad's taking his medications on time. And this is what we do. Now, that set of tools that we empower a caregiver with is really close to what happens inside of a hospital, but obviously we've had to shift quite a few things around for the real world. The first thing we do, we call it pill case management. You give us your list of medications, and we tell you, here's how you load your pill case. We give you a graphic representation of your pill case, guide you through one medication at a time to load that one. And that might not sound like, okay, you know, I can read the instructions, I can load.
Yeah, I was kind of going to ask that. It's like,
so first realize that I've loaded 90,000 pills for Philip. Okay.
Wow.
Now think about this. What do you think the chances are that I've loaded all of those correctly?
Knowing you 100%.
Yeah, I was about to say, knowing you 100%. Yeah.
But knowing the average person, there's probably a chance of error.
So I'll tell you,
yeah,
I have failed at it. I know unequivocally I have failed at it because I have gotten a phone call from Philip more than once to say, hey, Dad, I don't think this is right. This doesn't look like it was last week. So I go and look at it and I'm like, oh man. Cause you know what?
Oh my gosh.
This is like driving to work, right? You don't, once you do this over and over and over, you stop paying as much attention to it. And yeah, unfortunately, this is one of those things where you can't afford to stop paying attention. And you know, think about this too. I walk around with a tremendous amount of guilt, wondering every time Philip has a fall, how much am I to be blamed for that? Did I get his medications right? You know, this is a hard thing for all of us. So, yeah, the pill case management, again, it doesn't sound like it's just earth shattering, but it reduces the risk of me getting the pill case wrong and then everybody else.
Is this a mobile app? Okay.
It is. So we talk about it as a system because we don't intend for it just to be mobile. But today, you know, we've got to start somewhere. Today, it is a mobile app, iOS only. You can download it on the App Store and see our first version of it.
Awesome. And then, so pill case management, and then so are there any other things, right? Or go ahead, Jake.
Yeah. And so we've seen, and I'm sure you've experienced some of this too, we've seen like the dispenser systems before, but they're not, you're right, they're not normally coupled with, you know, reminders and applications or whatever. It's much, much more like, I guess, simplistic. But if you're talking about especially very complex medications at specific times and, you know, and specific numbers on different days and things like that, how do you merge those together? Or is there like a countertop device also mixed with the app? What does that look like? Yeah, what's that like?
Yeah, so, and there's a lot of things embedded inside of what you just said. So apologies for me to back up a little bit and explain. So one, those dispensers, and some of them are really expensive. I mean, you can spend $2,000 on one of these. They solve a slice of this problem really well. The problem is they don't take you all the way from where the pharmacy leaves off to taking medications. And that's what a person needs, right? You don't, and it's actually even worse. If you solve one piece really well, you can now make it really hard for me to solve some other piece around the edge of it. So this is why we have got pill case management, reefer reminders, and smart alerts. Talking about that alerting system and that physical hardware associated with this, we don't currently have a piece of hardware, though we do have four patents in play around hardware that we intend to go build as part of this system. And our real insight inside of that hardware, and we mimic this inside the system we have today, what we want as a full-time, as a long goal inside of this one, is a piece of hardware that sits on your counter, wherever that, your bathroom, your kitchen table, wherever it may sit, and it can beep. That's fine. But it's not the thing that actually gives you alerts. You get the alerts on your phone because that's the thing you carry around with you, right? That pill case could be 30 feet away or 30 miles away beeping at you, and both of those scenarios are not going to hear it. What's the chances of your phone being 30 feet away?
Right.
And some people like, well, you know, we're addressing the elderly population, and does the elderly population really have a phone? I heard an 86-year-old woman the other day. So I was in post-op waiting to get a small procedure done in my lower back. And I know she was 86 because behind the curtain, she had to read off her date of birth. And I can't help but be one of those people who's like calculating. Yeah. and then a few minutes later, she got the nurse walked in and said, excuse me, ma'am, you really need to put your phone down. And I thought, yes, I mean, absolutely. Wow. Everybody has a phone with them. So
yeah.
Our alerts happen on the phone, and they will continue on your phone. So every 10 minutes, we will give you an alert saying, hey, it's time for you to take your medication. And with the hardware in play, we won't stop that cycle until the person goes and interacts with the physical device, pushes the button on it, gets the medication out of it. And then the last thing while I'm on this tangent, and then I'll pause because I get so intent about all of this. What we also do that nobody else does is those notifications, like I said, we keep them going over and over and over for hours. Because while that sounds annoying, not taking your medication is the real stressor, right? Getting an alert every 10 minutes, that's nothing compared to, hey, dad missed his medications. We also notify the entire care group. You know, it's not just, hey, dad, you're getting your notification. I'm getting a notification that it's time for dad to take his medications. And then when dad goes and interacts with the physical device, I get a final notification to say, hey, everything's okay. Dad's taking his medications, right? I don't have to sit here and wonder, or just by the absence of an alert to put together that, you know, dad's taken his medication.
So you could sync up, I just want to make sure I heard this correctly. So you could sync up the notifications to go to that person and then their like main point of contact so they can be kept in the loop. Is that what you just said?
A main point of contact or 30 of them.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Oh, wow.
We want a big of group as you can find. Because somebody in that group, so, you know, if you think about how you manage your television, right? Somebody in your family is the expert at setting up your television, managing it, rebooting it when it doesn't work right, connecting it back to the Wi-Fi. And that person, you know, they don't always have to, they might not be the one who watches the TV the most, right? I'm occasionally the person who's managing everybody else's technology. What we want is a big enough care group where you can bring in all of those people, the people who are really good about remembering it's time to pick it up from the pharmacy and, you know, looking at the app and going, here it's time. We want those people. We want the people who are really good about how to go set up the little details and have thought about those pieces. That could be somebody else. We want that person who's standing right there beside the person taking medication also inside the app. So just bring all of those people inside of it and surround them.
So pill case management, smart alerts, and what was the other one?
Refill reminders.
Okay. So is it kind of the same principle?
So we track the medications. We actually know how many medications you have on hand. And when you get low, we give you a visual indicator that you are low on this med and start giving you alerts on, you know, hey, it's 7 days out. You need to submit to the pharmacy.
That's smart.
How do y'all plan on making money on this?
So, and I'm glad you asked that question, because what I've talked about here is the consumer facing piece of it. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to it. We don't have near enough time to go into how we're going to market B2C. But to begin with, we're marketing B2B. We're actually focused on addressing the penalties that Medicare gives hospitals for readmissions. So hospitals have money. Hospitals are losing money due to non-adherence, and we have a solution for non-adherence.
So you're basically selling to the hospital to track, all right, we prescribe them 36 pills that are supposed to be given every day while they're in the hospital. We gave them to them and we track it. We only gave them once, and here's the app that proves that, or is it the reminder piece?
It's the
where in the compliance food chain are you?
So if you think of somebody who's had a heart attack, they go to the hospital and they're discharged from the hospital. They're discharged with a new set of medications. Your healing didn't happen in the hospital. Your healing actually happens in that 30 days after the hospital. Mm-hmm. And you've got to take your medication as prescribed every single time after that 30 days to fully heal from this. That's the window we're going to focus on to begin with, moving after it. And, you know, everything I've just talked about too, we're actually expanding this system to start to predict when a person is entering an at-risk state of missing their medication.
Yeah.
So we know the American Medical Association has published 8 reasons why somebody's non-adherent. We can actually predict by the data that we're getting back from the care group, how they're using it, and just a handful of simple questions, if you are entering one of these high risk states, and then can target you specifically to say, hey, you know, this side effect, it's okay. Or, you know, if you're having these type of issues, here's who we're going to talk or contact.
And that would be interesting also to find a way to connect to their physician to describe any symptoms that have changed throughout the course of their medication as well.
Absolutely.
For future study or,
And we've got a lot of data. My background is a data engineer. I'm a real tech heavy person. So I would absolutely adore a chance to be able to start integrating the data that we capture with the healthcare industry systems. But that's a little far off for us, right? We first got to prove out the system that we can do what we say we can do, and then we'll get opportunities to start expanding.
So are you with paying customers right now?
We are not. Everything that we've done so far is for free. So if you want the app, go get the app. It's going to be free for several more months. Absolutely take advantage of that. What we are working on right now is to create a handful of pilot projects with key hospitals and prove out that data and also refine this predictive modeling that we're building.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Boys, you got anything else?
That was great. I appreciate that, Dan.
Yeah, Dan, that was awesome.
That was awesome. Thank you. I mean, obviously, we could talk for hours, but I really appreciate you hanging with us, man. Is there anything else you want to let the folks know that listen to this now or in the future about the company or how to reach you? Or
So Daniel@apothewell.com. Just go out to our website, apothewell.com. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. Yeah. And would love to have a conversation with anybody. If you've listened to this and you thought this is a stupid idea, I want to hear from you first. I love
it. That's awesome.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for joining us this morning, man. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you so much, y'all.
All right, see ya.
Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. I love it. That long-term care is such a beautiful burden, but still it's so complex, you know, and that weight, you know. We've worked with some companies in the past, especially that have been around senior care, you know, and so I think that there could be an interesting mix for a plug-in of his platform into their platforms as well.
Yeah.
And I know one of the areas of senior care that gets sometimes forgotten is that sense for the individual that's the senior in this case, that loses that kind of sense of autonomy, or they feel like people are kind of crashing in on them or coming down on them all the time. If you be able to have a feeling of autonomy, but also a checkpoint, safety check for the other person, right? Where that the individual, the senior, you know, or whomever, you know, needs care, you know, can still take their own pills and record it on their own, and they don't have to get called by their son or their caregiver or whoever it might be, you know, to check in on them. Because I know that sometimes that can be mentally a draining prospect as well.
So like two things I want to say. First off, and for anybody who watches this now in the future, you don't have to try to like reinvent the wheel per se. All Daniel did was evaluate his current set of circumstances and develop a solution around the current set of circumstances. And I think for entrepreneurs out there who are trying to like, I think Jake, Dan, y'all have said this in past episodes, right? You don't always have to recreate the wheel. You can just try to fix a problem in your current life, if that makes sense. Like, and so I love that.
Well, I think that necessity is the mother of invention, right? That's that's the thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's it. Sometimes I think people, especially building businesses, get so caught up in, I want to be the next Amazon and I want to be the next Google. And you don't have to be, right? There's an opportunity for you to create something that, if it makes your life a little bit easier, can probably help make dozens, hundreds, thousands, millions, whomever it might be, make their life easier. And yes, you know, everybody strives to make as much money as they could possibly make, but a lot of people also focus on, hey, what can I do to make my life easier, or people that are going to be in my position in the future, their lives easier. And I think that this solves this, right? You know, as somebody that has, you know, parents that are getting a little bit older and parents that are starting to add medication to their rituals that they have to do daily. You know, to me, this sounds like a great idea and a great product for me to check in to make sure that they're continuing to stay on and they stay healthy. You know, and sometimes for them, it can be a good checkpoint reminder to say, hey, I've got to do, you know, I've got to take this, or I've got to plan for this, or, hey, if I've got a day ahead of me, what does that look like to be able to plan, you know, what my medication is? And then, you know, you have the comfort on both sides from, you know, the individual that needs to take the medication that knows that care about them, know that they've done it. And on the flip side, if you're somebody that's caring or cares about somebody that needs to get checked in on, you know, that you feel that safety as well.
Well, and then you just beat me to it. I think the notification system, in my opinion, is the coolest part of Apothewell, because so my grandmother on my dad's my grandmother, my dad's side, so my dad's mom is like not doing well. She's in Orlando, and it's like everybody like doesn't know if she's doing well or what's going on. I heard she had a fall. I heard she didn't. So I think that notification system really hit home for me.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm telling you, we're, you know, you've got the boomers retiring right now. The largest generation ever is going into this over the next 10, 15 years. You know, you're going to need more tech-enabled products that are geared towards a very active senior population, right?
And my mom and dad.
That's really where a big sweet spot is for going into products over the next 10 years. You have about two more years to really launch it effectively.
Yeah, I think Daniel's comment was interesting with the 84 or 86-year-old lady in the hospital. Like, I mean, my mom and dad are in the 60s now. they always have their phones. Do they answer them? No, that's another conversation, but right. they always have their phones on them. And so I think I'm thinking, so my grandmother though is not a boomer, right? She's before boomers, whatever that was. So it's like,
silent generation.
Yeah. So like she doesn't have a phone on her a lot.
Always on silent.
Yeah. She has a mobile phone or it's either off a lot. But I think what you said, Jake, and what Daniel kind of mentioned, I think, obviously that's what they're going to be a target market moving forward. I think the boomers will have their phones on them because I know my parents do all the time.
Yeah, it's our parents. Yeah.
Yeah, it's our parents.
You're right. It's very interesting.
So the question we always ask, would we invest? I would. I mean, I think I would need more conversations, but yeah. I think it's like super high level, like, do we think it's a good product? Is there interest?
Yeah, no, I think it's a fantastic product. I don't know enough about it. Sure. I sound like I'm on Shark Tank here. I'm just
curious y'all's thoughts.
For those reasons.
For these reasons, I'm out. This is where I think, and this is unsolicited advice, and if Daniel's listening, I think it sounds like a prime, like, tech acquisition. We're looking to get more into the space, whether it's a hospital, health insurance company, whatever it might be. I think that, this type of technology, helps. And I think that, for all of the reasons that Daniel mentioned from a Medicare, Medicaid perspective, probably from an insurance perspective, as they start to, figure out ways that they can stop doling out money to say, hey, we gave you 36 pills, but, on this app, it says you only logged that you took it 21 times and now you're back in the hospital. We can equate that back to that. Now, what I don't want it to happen is I don't want it to be this like big brother, fight over whether you logged that you took a pill or didn't, right? Or however that process works. So I would want to know more about, just the world of medication from that perspective. But I mean, to me, it sounds like there's an opportunity in an area where it doesn't look like, based on the research that I was doing, that there's really anybody else doing this. Where to me it sounds like a no-brainer. Yeah. I don't know what the business side of it is, but to me it sounds like a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what there is an interesting pivot that you could do from the go-to-market where you have the rise of the anti-big pharma prescription sales services, right? You got like whatever Rx.com and all of those where they're cheapmeds.com and all of this that are trying to just give affordable meds. If you were to lean into the web presence of a lot of those,
I like and that.
License that to those companies specifically, and or be an affiliate links through there. Hey, you're running low. Go on to cheapmeds.com and fulfill your prescription immediately. We'll get it to you tomorrow.
I'm sure you could API that right in, right? Hey, you're 5 days away or 10 days away from you running out here. Here's an auto order, right?
Yeah. And then I think another thing too, I think this just popped in my brain. It would be cool down the road for them to have almost their own wearable that buzzes, because I think also too, you got to think of audio issues, right? With people who won't be able to hear that well. And like I have the Whoop and like it buzzes, and there's no screen, right? So it's like, I think having something like that could come with the package of using a Pothwell could be cool down the road.
Do a buzz and a light indicator.
You can go into so many different, peripheral equipment or devices, right? Like you could have a smart medicine box, right? Or pill box, right? There's so many different things that you can do that I think their technology can integrate, super well. I mean, from a technology perspective, but from a idea perspective, I think it works so well. Because I do know that we are getting closer and closer to the biggest generation that we have ever retiring. And there's going to be a massive number of people that are going to be on massive amounts of medication, right? It's just the nature of the American way, right? So we're going to need to start to pivot to how can we make this where it fits into our current society, which is very much phones, notifications, alerts, and make sure that it's not overwhelming for the person that's retiring, but also as society moves and changes and everybody is having smartphones and everything else, to me it sounds perfect.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, boys. That was fun. That was fun. Well, for those of you all who watch this now or in the future, definitely go check out our podcast. It is in every app store that's out there. If you do like us, we'd love a rate and review. Boys, this is the last one of 2022, by the way.
We did it.
Oh, man.
We did it. We actually did it.
Done did it.
I think we did good this year. You know, we pivoted. A few times we pivoted to more, you know, obviously startup kind of vibes. And then now we've kind of done the split thing. And boys, it's been a blast, man. We're almost at this for 3 years. That's crazy. Yeah, no,
it's hard to believe.
We could do a year in review cast, maybe a quick one. But
yeah, I'm fine with that.
Last guest for sure.
Yeah, last guest for sure.
Last guest. There's been a lot. There's so many companies. We have so many awesome episodes. And this isn't just pumping our tires because it's the people that, you know, are talking about their products. So many cool products. A lot of exits, a lot of mergers, a lot of acquisitions, a lot of seed.
Yeah.
A lot of Series A, B.
We've seen some cool pivots. Money. We've seen some good pivots too. Yeah.
But we've probably seen probably nine digits. Nine. Digits worth of series money, you know, this year with podcasts that have been on here, which is incredible. We've seen huge growth. We've seen, like I said, acquisitions and everything else. It's been awesome to see. I'm excited for next year.
Yeah, me too. Well, Jace got a drop. So y'all have a great one, but we will do an episode. I think that's a great idea. We'll do it. We'll do a year in review maybe next week or something.
Awesome.
All right. See you guys. Bye.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to this episode of the Unicorn Finders. If you found any of that interesting or helpful at all, please share it with your friends. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or want to be a part of our podcast, be sure to email us at info@theunicornfinders.com.
And while you're at it, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe us 5 stars and share it with a friend or two. We'll see you next week.